this morning and a song and the table and all that we've done on this morning. Thankful for God for allowing us to be able to come into his presence on this morning, and thankful for the many blessings that he showers upon us each and every day. If you have your Bibles, turn with me to Ephesians chapter 2, verse 10. And I did a similar sermon to this, not the same sermon, about a year ago probably. And I wish that after I do a sermon, like it'd fix stuff, and that everyone would just get it. But you know, preaching, that's what preaching is. Preaching, we're repeating things often, reminding us often of things, sometimes stuff that we already know. It's not always a new discovery that we're having as we come together, but sometimes we're being reminded of things. And so while the topic, you might have seen it again, we're going to probably look at that from a few different perspectives to try to reinforce what we look at. Ephesians 2:10, for we are God's handiwork. King James says workmanship, created in Christ Jesus to do good works, which God prepared in advance for us to do. We are God's handiwork, God's workmanship, created in him to do good works that he prepared for us to do. Let's pray. Father, we come to you this morning. We ask that you might minister to our minds and to our hearts as we look at this word, as we digest it, as we examine it, as we look at ourselves. Help us as we strive to grow closer to you. And thank you, Lord. I don't believe it's an accident that anyone is here on this morning. And I pray that your word might not go out void and that it will accomplish exactly what it's intended to do, Lord. As we speak this word, help it. Help us to hear. Help us to see. Help us to do, Lord. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen. We are God's handiwork, God's creation for purpose, created for purpose. And I don't know about you, but through life, you know, I think it's kind of a journey of discovering different purposes. I mean, our greatest purpose, of course, is in him. But there are other reasons you're here also, and there are also gifts that God has given to you to use in different areas of life also. But ultimately, when we look at the greatest purpose that we have, it's to be used by by the God who created us. That's our greatest purpose. Some of you are doctors in this room. Some of you are lawyers. Some of you are in different occupations that bless others. And that's a great purpose. But our greatest purpose isn't just tied to the things that are here, that when we leave, they will remain. But our greatest purpose is in that which is eternal. And so we want to look at God's purpose for us, discovering life's real purpose based in right here. First, we're created with a purpose. It says, for we are God's handiwork, created in Christ Jesus to do good works, which God prepared in advance for us to do. I highlighted that we are God's. Not G-O-D-S, G-O-D apostrophe S. That apostrophe means what? We're possessed. He possesses us. He possesses us. We're his. We're connected. Everything we are is connected to the one who created us. And so if we're looking for purpose, that we don't have to ask a sage, a human sage. We don't have to go out searching and discovering. God has laid it out for us in his word. He's shown us that he doesn't just create for no reason. I mean, if you look at the Genesis account, you see that as God saw and he created, and everything after he created was good. There was a purpose to everything. There was a purpose to the seasons. There's a purpose to the seed. There's a purpose to humanity. There's a purpose to it all. And I'm not going to pretend like I understand everything about God's purpose. I don't. I think purpose is a discovery a lot of times. It's a journey of discovery as you continue to discover your purpose in Him and your specific assignment. Your assignment is different than mine. My assignment is different than yours. My assignment, my personal assignment is different than George's. Now, it's all connected. You know, it's kind of like a company. You know, you have this giant corporation, and it's made up of all of these different departments, and each department handles something a little bit different. Customer service may operate in one way, and collections in a totally different way, but all of them are connected to the main purpose of the business. That's how we are. We're all connected, and yet there's something different about you and me, right? When you look at the talents that were distributed, God gave everybody something. Matter of fact, when you look at the parable of the talents, God gave everyone, even the one talent person, was something huge. God has done something huge in giving each of us something great and valuable in all of our lives. And no matter if you're a one talent person or a three talent person, the requirement is the same. To do what? To multiply it, to use it for His purposes. We, why? Because we are God's. His, apostrophe S. I want to make sure to say that. You ain't a God. We're God's handiwork, created in Christ Jesus. And I want you to think of that potter and the wheel, right? Because this is really talking about this journey that I'm talking about of discovering purpose. Because you think of the clay, and just like He did with Israel, what happened? Sometimes you got to, the clay messes up, and you got to start over and reform it and remake it and put it back on the wheel again and start again. That's us, right? We're his handiwork, and in order to get to that purpose that He has for us, sometimes it's you try here and you fail. Maybe you're, I think I want to teach the Bible. And they go, well, you are the most boring teacher in the world. And you go, well, maybe that's not it. All right. Put it back on the wheel and let's try it again. Oh, man, he's the best supportive person in you know, or administrator, or in this other area. You know, and that's what I love about the church. We've got so many people that have so many different gifts, giftings and abilities and all of that. And once again, if we could just take all of that and put it together and all work in harmony with one another, imagine what we will be able to do. Imagine a company when you go to your job and you know, if you work in some of these companies and you have to deal with other departments and all, imagine if every department was harmonious and really looking out, not just for my department and me, but for us, the collective us. How wonderful that could be and would be. Sorry, but I apologize to it like it was going to say something. Like, yeah, okay. We're created for this purpose. And if you look at the back end of that, it's really important. He prepared in advance for us to do. That shows me God is in our lives. God is in our experiences. God is shaping even through our failures, through our mess-ups, through our ups and through our downs. God is in there through it all, and He's going to accomplish His purpose. You know, think about for a moment Jonah, who ran away from God, right? He skirted around God's purpose for a little while, right? He went in an opposite direction, but ultimately what happens? Ultimately, it always comes full circle that God's will is going to be done. Now, whether you're a willing participant or not, His will is going to be accomplished. And whether you're an aid or you're an example, His will is going to be done. And so, obviously, we want to be participants in this great ministry, in this great, 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 great salvation, in this scheme of redemption, and in all that we have, and in building up the body of Christ. All of us want to put our hands to the plow and become participants in this great ministry of reconciliation that God has given to each of us. Not just to the preacher, not to the elders, but to all of us. I'm thinking, as we continue thinking about this, living by faith helps us to find our purpose first. Living by faith. And what do I mean by living by faith? Living in a sense that, Lord, I need your direction. I need your guidance. I need you to show me. I need, and this is probably one of the hardest areas. I'm going to just be honest, because it'd be so nice if God just came down and said, hey, George, this is what I need you to do. And A, B, C, D, E, F, G, H, I, J, K, L, M, N, O, P, and just get it done. And at least I got a framework, a specific framework. And we got a lot of, we do have a lot of specifics, but I'm talking about individualized specific for you and where you are in life. He's not telling us that. He's not revealing that. He's revealing the big things, the general things for us to do. And then somehow through experiences, through life, we start to kind of identify certain areas, our giftings, our abilities, our, you know, all those type of things. And then when I realize those things, the question is, how can I use this for his glory? How can I take what God has given me and offer it back to him? Thinking about Abraham. Abraham was lost. Abraham, you know, was told, you know, go to a country, to a place that I will show you. And he went. I mean, I've talked to my wife in the past about moving out of the state. And, you know, I think I'm a little flighty sometimes, and that's why I have a great, stable wife who's like, no, let's just, growing up, remember, I told y'all growing up, I've never been in school more than 2 years, so I was constantly on the move, and I do like stability, but there are some times where my past is going to be a part of me, right? So it's like, I'm ready for a new adventure, I'm ready for something new. And then I go, whew, I got to get settled again. And I got to realize I'm not on my journey, I'm on his. Let me say that again. I'm not on my journey, I'm on his. And I've realized through the experiences I've had in my short 50 years of life that sometimes when I tried my way, Oftentimes, when I try my way, failure. And luckily, at some point, I learned, like, you know what? Even though I can't see it, even though I don't know exactly the end, following God is always the best, because he has surprised me so many times in life. Has he surprised you in your life? Let you see things you never thought you'd see, let you be places you never thought you'd be, give you experiences you never thought you'd have. And this is the process. This is living by faith is saying, look, I don't know exactly my full direction. I'm not the captain of my ship, but Lord, you're leading me, and I just want to follow. I just want to get in not the driver's seat. I don't even want to be in the passenger seat up front. Let me sit up back and just, Lord, let you drive. Let you drive and let me follow. And this proverb says, trust in the Lord with all your heart. Lean not to your own understanding. In all your ways, submit to him, and he will make your path straight. Abraham had no idea where he was going. He was told, just follow me. Follow me. You don't know where you're going. Have you heard that phrase before, just follow me? Is that what Jesus told his disciples? Follow me. Did they know exactly where they were going? Did they know all the dangers that were going to be involved in? Did they know all the people that were going to touch? Did they know all the books that would be written about them? Did they know any of that? No. What they did was follow the Lord. You know, this is the beauty about the Lord. We don't have to be the smartest to reap the benefits. You don't have to be accomplished in anything. Yeah, I like the words of Agur. Agur, was that Proverbs 30, I believe? Is that Proverbs 30? Agur said, I'm the most brutish of men. He said, you know, he calls himself dumb, but really he's saying, Lord, I'm dumb, but in his saying he's dumb, he's telling also the Lord, hold on, let me go there for a moment, because I'm going to mess it up. Zip. Proverbs 31, Hold on. Hold on. Maybe that's not it. I'm sorry. It was Proverbs 30. I was right first. I doubted myself. The words of Agur, verse 1, the son of Jacob and his utterance. This man declared to Ithiel and to Ukas, surely I am more stupid than any man and do not have the understanding of a man. I neither learned wisdom nor have knowledge of the Holy One. Who's ascended into the heaven or descended? Who's gathered the wind in his fists? Who's bound the waters in a garment? Who has established all the ends of the earth? What is his name and what is his son's name, if you know? Every word of God is pure. He is a shield to those who put their trust in him. Don't add to his words, lest he reprove you and be found a liar. Two things I request from you. Remove falsehood and lies from me. Give me neither poverty nor riches. Feed me with food that you prescribe for me, lest I be full and deny you. Listen to that. Listen to this wise man, Agur, who claims he is not wise, but his wisdom comes not in his own intellect. His wisdom doesn't come in his own power. His wisdom is the fact that he is willing to humble himself and follow after the Lord. And when he humbles himself and follows the Lord is going to always lead us in the right way. Think of Psalm 23. The Lord is always going to lead us in the right way. But when we get in the driver's seat, be like those lost sheep grazing away from the path that Jesus had to go save. You get lost out there on our own. We get lost without a shepherd. We get lost without any direction. We need Jesus, we need God, we need his direction, because he sees more, he knows more, and he is more powerful. Amen. Lastly, whatever the specific is, it's tied to this. It's going to be tied to service, serving others, right? Jesus, it says, as the Son of Man, did not come to be served, but to serve and to give his life as a ransom for many. Our purpose is found in our service to others. It's not found in consuming and getting all we can get for ourselves and isolating ourselves from other people. And you know, we study the Bible. I know the Bible, but we don't do the Bible. I know the scriptures, but I don't go out there and serve other people. I know all about the Genesis to Revelation and all the doctrines and all of that, but yet we don't do. It's tied not to Bible study. Bible study is important. Don't misunderstand me. But what's the purpose of Bible study? What's the purpose of learning about God? Not just to be able to recite it in class or to be able to show others how much knowledge we have about it. It's about our service. How are you serving? How are you serving? How are you serving? How's your service? Jesus, with all his wisdom, power, his deity, his nature, steps into this world, takes on the lowest form of a servant to serve all mankind, gives up everything for us. That's the example we have. This is our example. He comes not to be served, but to serve. So for us to discover and fulfill our purpose, I just got a few reminders of some things we've discussed. First, it's tied to Jesus' identity. Our purpose is rooted in him. We are God's creation. We're connected with him. We've got to reflect on all of our talents. Everything that God has given to us, he has given to us to be used. Not once again, not just intellect. I mean, use your intellect. Don't get me wrong. Use it. Use it. Use it to serve. Use it to provoke to good works. Use it in service. And then trust in God. Trust in his plan. Trust that whatever, if I'm doing his will, Lord, you are going to lead this in the right direction. And it's going to, once again, this is a journey. It's not going to be instantaneous, but continue to just keep your hand to the plow. Continue to just follow after the Lord, even if the might look murky. And serve with love and humility. Seek community and fellowship. That's why we're here. We're here to get each other and to encourage one another, to provoke one another, to love and to good works, and to remind one another that our service, it isn't just about coming together and breaking open the scriptures. Love breaking open the scriptures, but break them open for what? To go out and serve. Help us, Lord, to put into action the very things that we see Jesus did, his disciples did. What they died for was to give us this opportunity for us to be the church. Pray for direction. Like I said, sometimes it's hard. It's not easy. It's not easy. You know, you're trying to figure out your place. You're trying to figure out your giftings. You're trying to figure all those things out. And sometimes, you know, you're still trying to, where am I supposed to be? What am I supposed to be doing? And you know, talk with others who know you. They can, oftentimes others can see stuff you can't see about yourself. Talk to us. Share with them your desire to get more involved, your desire to put your hand to the plow, your desire to, and the elders and I are here to be able to help you if you have a, you know, you're trying to figure out your place. What can I do? Let's help. Let's talk about it. I mean, I think that's a great place to start. And then it's being committed. You know, that I think that's probably one of the most challenging things to this ministry is commitment to the end. Because the word is work is hard. It's hard. It takes something. It takes sacrifice. You know, I'm so thankful for this congregation. You know, I've shared this to the elders a number of times and shared it to you also. You know, it's been a blessing to be able for us, we're coming on 5 years together as one congregation. Isn't that just wonderful? 5 years. And God did this. God put us all here together for a purpose. And just think about all the great things that have already happened. And then think about what can happen in the future if we band together as brothers, put our hands to the plow, and do the work. And once again, the work isn't just coming here. This is great. I love to come here. I love the Christmas parties. I didn't make it yesterday, but I was tired. I'm sorry. But I love the fellowship events we have. I love the potlucks. Hello. All right? Love them. But ultimately, that's not, the Lord didn't call us together for potluck dinners and for all that. I mean, those are great benefits and great blessings, and he's not against them. Amen. But ultimately, that's not our purpose. Lord, help us. Help us to find our purpose individually and even collectively. I think when you see the slides out there asking about ways in which we can help the community, that's us trying to figure out our purpose. Who's Green Bank? What's Green Bank's purpose? And so, Lord, and so some of this we can only just continue to go to the Lord, keep our eyes open, talk to others, do our due diligence, and yet at the same time, we're waiting for God also to help us make it known. And so it's a challenging place, but I'm thankful we have examples. I'm going back to Abraham. I didn't really talk about him as much, but think about the confusion he must have been in, trying to follow the Lord and not really understanding everything. And we see him make some pretty big mistakes, right? I mean, big mistakes. And yet, God didn't throw him out because he made some mistakes and all of that. No, he understands a journey. It's a process of discovery. Lord, help us to discover our individual and collective purpose. Amen. Let's bow in prayer on this. Father in heaven, thank you for this day. Thank you for your love, grace, and your mercy. Thank you for creating us. I think sometimes we don't even thank you for life. But Lord, we're yours. You created us. You saw us before we saw ourselves. You loved us before we even loved you. You recognized that all humanity would at some point sin, and so you made a plan for that. And Lord, you've been committed to mankind from the beginning. Help us, Lord, to keep that same commitment to you in our short life. Help us to find our place, our space in your kingdom, to put our hands to the plow and to do some work and to make things better for someone else that's going to come behind me, to influence the lives of people, some of which we haven't even yet met yet, but that are struggling and trying to make sense of this whole world and everything. Lord, help us to recognize we're not just here just to come and have church. Help us to realize it's not just about what we do on Sunday mornings and all of that, Lord, but you have a greater plan for us than just being church attenders. Help us, Lord, to get involved in this ministry of reconciliation, to find our place, to discover our purpose in you. Bless, guide, protect, watch over, and keep us, Lord, is our prayer in Jesus' name. Amen. Let's all stand as we come and talk to the Lord. If someone's here this morning and you're ready to come to the Lord, this is your opportunity. The Lord is ready to receive you. He's ready to plunge you in the watery grave of baptism. If you're ready to obey him, why don't you come right now as we sing the song of invitation. Come to Jesus, come to Jesus, come to Jesus just now, come to Jesus, come to Jesus just now. He will save you, he will save you, he